you want to turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. We'll look at the, toward the last part of the chapter. Luke chapter 22, verse number 54. The Bible says, "Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I know I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Now we preached this morning on how I love Jesus and how we need to have that love for him. But I want to preach it for tonight just a little bit, and we'll just kind of continue where we were. And I want to preach on this thought, love's brokenness. Love's brokenness. As we see this, and people begin to be humbled and broken, that's what takes place in the hearts and minds of people that we could draw closer to the Lord. Amen. All that want to see the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, in their hearts, their minds, their souls, and their spirits, have to come before the Lord in a brokenness. We have to realize, in order to be saved, you have to come broken before God, realizing that you are an old sinner and you need a Savior. Amen. God can't fix us till we realize that we're broken, that we need fixing, praise God, the present life and world that we live. So we come broken before God. And you know, that's what it takes to have revival even today, to have a stirring in my soul and yours. It takes a brokenness before God, realizing that things ain't as they ought to be, and the only one that can fix it is God. Only one that can touch our heart is the Lord. So we come to God in brokenness, looking for revival, praise God, and we empty out ourselves before the Lord. We get rid of self and selfishness so that we can see Jesus high and lifted up. We get rid of self and selfishness. We get rid of the pride that so easily besets us. Amen. And so what we see here in the life of Peter, praise God, they was attesting to the purifying of love. That pure love, praise God, that we ought to have and we desire in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in seeing this, we see a confrontation with the Lord Jesus. Amen. We see how God begins to grow, to mend in a broken spirit, a broken heart. And he begins to try to restore us to where we need to be. You know, that's the whole purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we mess up, is to fix us up, bring us back into good relationship with our Heavenly Father. And that's what God wants to do. So we see a confrontation here with the Lord Jesus. And we see that brokenness, praise God, that he speaks to here in the Word of God. And we see how, as we mentioned this morning, how Peter denies the Lord three times. Three times he denies the Lord Jesus, praise God, and what that he is the Savior of God. He denies that he knows him. Praise God, he said, I know him not. I'm glad today I'm not. I hope and pray that I'll never say, I know him not. Amen. Praise God, I know him, and I'm glad he knows me. And we look for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I can just see that I was reading this the other day. I see the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had done told Peter, said, you think you're spiritual and you're somebody. He said, but before the cock crows three times this night, you'll deny me thrice. Before it crows one in the morning, you'll deny me three times. Now, Peter, he's confident. He said, no, I won't. He said, yeah, you will. So we see Peter here, and we see in verse 61. Now, just watch this. And the Lord turned, amen, the cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Can you imagine when Peter's eyes met the Lord, the Lord's eyes? And after he had denied him, after he had done just exactly what he told him he would do, Amen. We see the Peter's denial, and we see the Lord Jesus Christ look at him, and he realized exactly, he had done just exactly what Jesus had told him to do. And notice what it says in verse 62, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. Peter realized he had done messed up. He'd done blowed up. He had done denied the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ of God Almighty, because he said he was. Jesus said, Lord, who say I am? Who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. And he had done denied the Son of God. And Jesus looks upon him. Boy, what a look. Can you imagine the look of disappointment in the Lord's face, the look of the sadness in his eyes? Peter would look, turn around and look at him, and there was Jesus looking at him as he sat there. And he said, I don't know the man. Matthew says he cursed. Amen. And said, I know him not. Amen. Cur, use profanity, but cussed. Amen. Like an old ungodly sailor. Amen. That's where we get our verbiage is, but cussing like a sailor. Amen. That's what Peter did. He is an old sailor, praise God. He was called to God, and he ought to have been called out of that, but he reverted back to it. That's what will happen if we ain't careful and we start hanging around with the wrong people. We'll revert back to where we used to be. Amen. Praise God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. But he denies the Lord Jesus Christ three times. Praise God. And I can just see Peter as he thinks his discipleship's over. Amen. And said he went out and he wept bitterly. Now look what he says over in John chapter 21. John chapter 21. I honestly believe that Peter thought that his discipleship, his work for the Lord was finished, because he had denied the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 21, verse number 3, and now they're over here that the Sea of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee, amen, and these other folks is here with Peter, these other six fellas. In verse number 2, he said there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other his disciples. Amen. So Peter's the leader of the gang, and they're sitting there, praise God, and Peter's there with them. And the Bible says, verse 3, Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they said unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship meeting, and that night they caught nothing. Now we see what took place. Oh, Peter said, you know what, Lord, my discipleship's over. He said, I've messed up. Praise God. I've denied the Lord Jesus Christ. I messed up. I looked him in the eye. I denied him, praise God. He said, my discipleship's over. And he sat there and had him a pity party. And he got to thinking about it. He said, well, I might as well go back to fishing. Amen. It was over in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11, where they found Peter. He was a fishing. Amen. And the Lord pulled up there in his boat and used it for a little bit to preach the gospel. He said he pulled out for a draw. And people said, hey, Peter said, Lord, he said, we fished all night, can't take nothing. Amen. But he said, at thy word, he said, I'll pull out, I'll drop down the net. And you know the story. He dropped down his net and he was full of great fishes, so much that his net began to break, and he called to his companions, and John and James, they come out there to him in that boat, and they said they loaded the boats up till they began to take on water. They began to sink. Amen. And Peter was there, and he said, Lord, he said, I'm an ungodly person. Amen. Praise God. Listen, he said, in essence, he said, I'm not even fit to be here, but praise God, you're God and I'm not. And the Lord called him, praise God, to come out and to be a fishers of men. And said they got on the shores and they forsook their nets and they followed Jesus. Amen. Up to this point, they had followed Jesus. But Peter said, you know, I'm afraid I've done messed up. He said, I'm just going to go fishing. Amen. He was a fisherman when Jesus called him into the ministry. Amen. And he said, I believe old Peter had failed the Lord. That he loved. Amen. How many times have we failed the Lord that we've loved? Amen. And I believe because he had failed so miserably the Lord, I believe he had lost the vision that he had for his calling. Hello? If we ain't careful, we get caught up in sin, and we think that old devil makes us think within ourselves that our ministry's over, that you'll never do nothing for the Lord. I tell you, if you want to do something for God, just need to fall on your face and say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Help me to get away from this mess that I'm in, and help me to let me lift it up, Lord, that I can serve you again. Amen. Praise God, I won't be found pleasing to my Lord. But I believe he had lost a vision for what God had. He had lost a vision for his calling in the Lord. Amen. He began to think about within himself, well, Jesus can't use me no more. Amen. That's the devil's lie. Amen. Because we mess up, because we do things we oughtn't to. Now, I know sometimes we can do certain things to mess our life up to where we're not able to do certain things. It disqualifies us for certain things. But praise God, you can always be used of the Lord if we'll repent and ask God to forgive us. Amen? But Peter said, well, listen, I can't be used of the Lord. I might as well just go back to fishing. Amen? If we ain't careful, we'll get discouraged and get disheartened in this late hour we live. Praise God, and we'll go back to that old lifestyle that we used to live. Hello? Amen. It happens every day. People be running well, praise God, and an old devil come along and beseech you, tear you down and tear you up, get you to go, sin against the Lord, and we get to thinking, he said, well, you might as well just do this or do that. Just go back to your old lifestyle. Oh, God can't help you now. I won't say that's a lie of the devil. Praise God, we need to focus on the Lord. We need to realize that that love's broken us. It can show us where we're at. It can show us what we've done and restore us to service in Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to be telling them. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this? Because there's a whole lot of folks out there, our folks, praise God, that need a little encouragement. They need to realize, praise God, that God Almighty's there to help them. He's there to lift them up. He's there to restore them, praise God, if they'll come with a broken and a hard, a contrite heart. He's there to do business for them. Amen. But the Bible says that he went back to his old ways. He went back to fishing. And he said he fished all night. Caught nothing. Seemed familiar? Amen. That's what he said in Luke chapter 5. He said, we fished all night and caught nothing. And let me tell you, that's what will happen in your old life, praise God. You try to do things on your own by yourself, and you don't amount to nothing. But God said, and when Jesus comes along, all that can change around. Things can be done different with Jesus on your side. He can speak, praise God, and things happen. Amen. I'm glad Jesus can still speak and things happen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, we see them there, and they fish all night, and they take nothing. Amen. And so the Lord pulls up on the shore. And if we just fast forward just a little bit, fast forward in John 21, verse 15, Bible says that they come and they dine with Jesus. Now the meal's finished. And Brother Jeff, the dishes is got up. Amen. And the Lord gets down to business. Jesus turns to Peter. Amen. And he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? The Lord gets down to business with the Lord, with old Peter. Praise God. And reality sets in. Peter done realized, we discussed that this morning, that he wasn't as spiritual as he thought he was. That he wasn't as strong as he thought he was. He goes in a place that he knew he needed some help. And he knew that he didn't have that help or the strength within himself. Praise God. That he wasn't that rock solid Christian, that rock solid spiritual person that he thought he was. Amen. How many times in our life do we bebop along and all of a sudden we realize we're just not quite as rock solid as we thought we were? Amen. Temptation come, trials come, praise God, and we just have, hey, listen, every one of us, we just got to fall on our face and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. And know that he will, because he loves us, praise God. Amen. So he comes down here and he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Now that word lovest is agapeo. Amen. That's a supreme love. He said, do you love me supremely? Do you love me with all of your heart? Praise God. Do you love me with a sacrificial giving love? Amen. Now Peter knew he didn't have that. Hello? Amen. He said he knew he didn't have that. Now he wasn't. Now he had done been out on the limb once. He wasn't going to go out on the limb again. See, before he had went out on the limb, praise God, himself, he thought he was all that. Amen, praise God. And he'd went out on a limb and sawed it off behind him. He was in for a fall. But he wasn't doing the same thing twice. He wasn't doing the same thing. He said, hey, listen, I know where I'm at. I'm not a super Christian I thought I was. I'm not as spiritual as I thought I was. He said, I don't have the supreme love for him that I thought I did. Amen. When we have love's brokenness, praise God, we begin to realize, praise the Lord, that he loves us a whole lot more than we could ever love him. Well, I got to thinking about this out there in the study yesterday evening, after we got back from doing wood and stuff, and I thought, glory, hallelujah, just how much Jesus loved me, how much he loved you. I come down with a brokenness in my heart, praise God, I know I come down to the realization he loves me a whole lot more than I could ever love him. Amen. This flesh hinders me from loving him like I ought to, but one day in a little while I will. But he asked him, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said, you think you love me more than these folks do? These other fellas. See, Peter done said over Matthew 26, he said, hey, listen, said, these others may not love you enough to hang with you, but he said, I will. Amen. Now Peter begins to wonder, he said, I wonder if them boys do love him more than I do. But I'm going to tell you, they all forsook him. They all forsook the Lord. Only one that went in with him was John because he knew the chief priest. Amen? But he said, do these, he said, the one whom he loved, the Lord, old John, praise God. He said, do you love me more than these? And Peter wasn't going there. Amen? He said, I don't love him with the supreme love. He said, if I loved him like I ought to, I would have never denied him. Amen. Listen, young, if we love him like we ought to, we'd never deny the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd always lift him up. We'd praise him no matter who we are, where we are, or who we're with. Amen. We got to be careful. I said this morning, sometimes you go to pray and ask God to bless your food, but you won't pray out loud if you got people around you that you don't know. If they're not church folk, amen, it's easy to pray at the church house. Amen. But sometimes it's not as easy to pray when you're down there at the restaurant or the side of the road. Amen. There's a difference. But the Lord asked him, said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Peter didn't buy. He said, Lord, yeah. Peter says this. He said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. That phileo love. He said, I love you, praise God, and as a dear friend, as a close relation. Amen. A good fellowship. And he said to him again the second time. Watch this. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now notice what he did. He dropped off the others and he focused on Simon. Amen. Lord's got a way of doing that, praise God. He's got a way of focusing on me and you. Bringing everything right down to where we live. Bringing it down to where we can see who we are, where we are with him. So he brings it down to Simon Peter at the second time. And he says, hey, do you, agapeo, love me? Do you love me, praise God, with that supreme God love, with that sacrificial love? Do you have that kind of love for me? I pray God, when it's just me and you, Peter, do you have the love, praise God, for me that I'd like for you to have? And Simon says yes. He said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. That phileo love. Amen. That friendly love. Amen. He said, I love you as a friend, praise God. Amen. But he said, not sacrificial love. He said, I just don't know if I have that, Lord. I just don't know if I have it. Amen. Because, praise God, love is possible. When we realize in a brokenness of love, praise God, that we can't love him like we ought to until we realize, praise God, that he is our power to love. The strength, praise God, in him is the power that we need in us. He brings that power about. And then he says to him the third time, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now this time the Lord says, Simon, son of Jonas, phileo me. He said, do you love me? Do you have that brotherly love for me? Amen. Do you have that? Did you have that friendship, that closeness, amen, to really have? See what God, what the Lord does, praise God. He said, listen, he said, I know you may not have this and you may not be what these others are. And he said, I know that you have love and I know that you love me. Praise God, that brotherly love. He said, but then he comes down to where he's at and he said, do you have a brotherly love for me? Amen. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. He said, I know you know I have a brotherly love for you. I have a closeness, a relationship with you. He said, I'm not where I need to be, praise God. You know what God was doing? The Lord Jesus Christ was getting him ready to prepare him to go back into the battlefield, to go back into service, praise God. He was reinstating him, glory to God. Three times Peter had rejected him. Three times Peter had denied him. But the Lord gives him three opportunities to realize, praise God, his brokenness, that he doesn't have a superior, a supreme, a sacrificial love that he ought to have, but praise God, he's willing to try to do better. Amen. You know, that's all that God asks tonight, is that we're willing to try to do better, to try to draw closer to him all the days of our life. Just try to get a little bit closer to the one that's called Jesus, praise God. Bless his holy name. So Peter's broken. Verse 17, he's grieved because the Lord asked him three times. He got to thinking about how much Jesus must have been grieved when he denied him three times. However time he said he denied the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't know him, how that hurt the heart of God. Just think about, youngins, when we deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ, how it breaks his heart even today. Amen. Please help us, God. Don't ever do that. But we stay close to the Lord. We get closer and closer. Amen. To have that love that God would have, that love, that brokenness that we need to have, the kind of love that draws us to the Lord. You say, preacher, what causes that? How do we get it? Through grace. Amen. Amen. Grace is what brings that love down to us. Grace is what brings that love to us. See, the Bible tells us here that Peter went a-fishing. Amen. He doesn't give up on himself. Now listen, I'm just about done. He had give up on himself, but Jesus hadn't gave up on him. So he went back to fishing, but Jesus went after Peter. Jesus went to where Peter was. Amen. He went down there on the seashore, praise God, and he pulled up on the seashore, and they had fished all night and caught nothing. They're out there, and Jesus, he cries out there, and he says, "Have you any meat?" Amen. What he was really saying to them is, he was saying, "You ain't caught nothing, have you?" Amen. Hey, he knew already when he asked them. Amen. He knew they hadn't caught a thing. He said, "Children, have you any meat?" And they answered him, "No." We caught a thing. And he says this, "It's a cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." Boy, it's good when you get on the right side of the boat, ain't it? Amen, praise the Lord. That's what you need to do, Brother Bill. Get Brother Junior to get you on the right side of the boat, and you catch fish next time. Amen. Amen. But he said they cast therefore the net, now they were not able to draw it for a multitude of fishes. Amen. They throw the net out, they'd fished all night, hadn't caught nothing. Jesus pulls up on her and he said, "Ain't caught nothing." They said, "No." At least they was honest. Amen. And he said, "Cast your net on the right side." And so they said, okay. They cast it over and they pull it. They can't even pull it in for the great mess of fishes they done caught. And then when they get that, they encircle that great bunch of fish in that net. And old John looks over at Peter. He says, "You know it's the Lord." Amen. Now, was he talking about the fishes? Or was he talking about that man on the other shore? Amen. I won't say praise God. He was talking about both. He said, praise God, we tried to do it on our own. We got disappointed. We got this sidetracked. But praise God, Jesus has come along. And I believe, old people, glory, hallelujah, the Bible said he jerked off his old fisherman's coat. Glory, hallelujah. And God Almighty moved upon his heart and he jumped into that lake, praise God, and he swam like an Olympic swimmer. Praise God, straight to Jesus. See, the old devil done told him a lie because he had messed up, because he had lied him three times. He could never serve him no more. Jesus said, hey, are you finished doing it by yourself? Will you let me help you? Bible says, now watch this. Bible says that old Peter swam up to the shore, and when he crawled up out of the water, there was a couple things here you need to note. Number one, there was a man called Jesus. Number two, they was fish being fried. Hey, praise God, the Lord had done called them himself. And they was, and over them fish, I mean under them fish was a bed of charcoals. Amen. The Bible says that Peter got over there, and Jesus was there, and they was persecuting him, judging him, trying him, and said, what'd they do over there in the temple? Bible said they went in and they built a fire. Amen. You know what Jesus done to Peter? Oh, so I'm praying. He brought him right back to where he was. He brought him right back to the place that he had sinned. Don't you think God don't know where you messed up? Don't think God don't know what, amen, when you denied him, when you reject. That's what we do when we sin against God. We deny and we reject his truth. He brought old Peter right back to that charcoal. He brought him right back to that fire. Amen. They had built up over there. Amen. Praise God, right to the place of the incident. Now listen to what it says back in Luke chapter 22. It said, and Peter followed afar off, verse 54. See what happened? It all starts when we start following afar off. When we start drifting away, and it happens. Hello? If we'll let it, it'll happen. You'll drift away just a little bit, and you'll drift away, and the next thing you know, you can't find you with a search warrant. Amen. You won't find you at the house of God. You won't find you in fellowship. You won't find you in prayer. You won't find you in reading your Bible. You won't find you at all. You'll be afar off. Amen. He said he followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were sat down together. Now watch this. Peter sat down among them. See what happens when you get away from the Lord? Amen. Not only, praise God, did he sit down, did he go with them, following afar off, but when they got the fire kindled up, he sat down amongst them, old sinners. The very ones that was denying and rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Made it easy to deny and reject, praise God, when you're with a bunch of unbelievers. Hello? But he sat down among them. And when they began to question him, praise God, he began to deny him. He began to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. That he even knew him. Amen. Praise God. He thought he had gone too far. Amen. But Jesus Christ come to where he was. Don't ever follow afar off. Stay close to him. Praise God. You don't have to worry about that. Amen. Just stay close to the Lord all the days of your life. Praise God. So you can finish well. You don't have to come with a love of love's brokenness in order to get back to where you need to be. Amen. So the Lord shows up. What's that a display of? That's a display of grace. When the Lord shows up, praise God, when you've sinned and you've followed afar off and you've sinned against God, when you sat down with the enemy, then grace comes along, praise God, to where you're at. So he thought he was finished. He thought he had gone too far, praise God. But Jesus didn't want it. He thought maybe that Jesus didn't even want him anymore. That Jesus couldn't use him anymore. I'm going to tell you, friend, if you mess up, praise God, you need to just get right with God. You need to get right quick. Soon as the Lord shows you that you messed up. And we've all sinned, come short of God, and we'll sin, praise God, in this world as long as we live, and we'll need to ask God to forgive us our sins, and we need to do it quick, fast, in a hurry. Amen. Things will come along and we'll mess up. But we need to ask the Lord, can we have that closeness? I don't know about you. Hey, listen, I don't want to be in my sin, praise God, alienated from God. I ain't going to lose my salvation, but I'm going to lose a relationship. And I don't want to lose that relationship, praise God, because somebody might call me up and say, hey, Pastor, can you pray for this or can you pray for that? And I want to be able to have a fellowship where I don't have to make things right, where I can have a little talk with Jesus and tell Him all about your problem, your sorrows. Amen. I want to have a direct line, praise God, when I can say such and such needs some help, Lord. And boy, the Lord hear that. And praise God, and before it's through my mind, through my mouth, into the portals of glory, He's already working on it. That's what I'm looking for, praise God, so God can get the job done. Amen. Peter thought it was done. But you know what? I know in my heart, I know Peter in his heart, he loved Jesus. He loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Thought he had gone too far, but grace showed up. And there was Jesus, praise God, on the shore. And He showed them grace, praise God. He began to set them a table. Bible says in verse 13, He said in John 21, that He served them. Amen. Not only did He cook it for them, but He served it. That charcoal fire was where the sin had come in. But praise God, that grace reached down to where they was. Grace reached down to where you are. That's what it does. Grace reaches down to me and you. Praise God, it reaches down to where we are, and it brings you up to where God would have you to be. Amen. Not where you think you ought to be. Hey, listen, I know where I ought to be. I already be in hell, lost without God. I don't deserve heaven. I don't deserve Jesus. But Jesus died for my sins. And through love's brokenness, the Lord showed Peter that he was an old vile sinner, but praise God, he could be forgiven. Amen. Three times he had denied the Lord, and three times he confessed his love for Jesus. He said, I don't have the sacrificial love that I need to have yet, but Lord, if you'll help me, I'll work on it. Amen. We don't have the kind of love for Him that we should have yet, but if He'll help us, young'uns, we can work on it. Praise God. And the Lord said, hey, listen, that's all I ask. See, what He done, He come down to where Peter was. And He said, do you have that brotherly love for me? Amen. You know what brotherly love does? Brotherly love helps us to work together for a common goal. What the Lord's doing for us today, praise God, through brotherly love is helping us to work together for a common goal. To arise above the conflict and the opposition of the world, and to arrive in a place called heaven one day in a little while with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. That love's brokenness, it's what'll get us there. Amen. Every time that we realize that we come short, we realize that He reaches down further than we can reach up, and He'll bring us up. And He'll bring us up to where He'd have us to be. Not to where we can pull ourselves up to. We probably couldn't ever get past it. If it was left up to Peter, he'd have never got past where he was. He'd still been over there trying to catch fish without any help. But praise God, Jesus come to where he was. That's what grace does. That's what grace is. Amen. Through love's brokenness, He brings us back into the grace of God. And He begins to supply our need. He fed them with the fish. Amen. He restored them to service, and He blessed them, praise God, and told them that He was going to use them again for His glory. And that's all God wants to do for any of us. He wants us to use us for His glory. Amen. Love's brokenness. Amen. Don't be mad at God when He brings you where you need to be. Amen. When He takes you in love's brokenness, takes you to where you messed up to bring you back to where you ought to be. So that God can get glory out of our lives. That's what He wants to do today. That's what He wants to do for you. That's what He was planning to do for Peter. And He put Peter back on the right road. And as far as I know, I don't read nowhere that Peter ever followed the Lord afar off again. Amen? I can't find where he ever followed Him afar off again. But he stayed close to the Lord. He Now, there was one time that he got over there and he kind of done some things because the Jews come down. And he was trying to just kind of stay in the middle. And Paul rebuked him on it and said, Peter, what are you doing? Amen. But that's what the Lord does. He rebukes us and says, hey, you know what? This, what's right's right and what's wrong's wrong. And old Peter, he got back in there in the good grace of God and he began to work for Jesus all the days of his life. And he was martyred. Amen. He was a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that he would be girded about by others and carried about by others. And history tells us that Peter was crucified upside down. I mean, he said, I'm not even worthy to be crucified like my Savior. And they crucified him upside down. Amen.